Hey friends, it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Carrie MacDonald, and she's going to talk to me about horizontal partitioning in Cosmos DB. There may have been some things that I've forgotten to do correctly, and you're going to set me straight. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Scott. So as you probably know, the way that Cosmos DB is kind of laid out is you create an account, and then within that account you have several containers, which we like to refer to as collections. And these collections elastically scale to unlimited throughput and storage. Mm-hmm. But one of the most important things to configure when you configure your collection is your partition key. Mm. So a lot of databases, you know, are based around this idea of like partitioning your data in this on the back end side. Mm-hmm. And this partition key allows us a way to route your data appropriately to make your queries efficient and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So picking a good one is super important. Kind of what this looks like on our backend is we take the partition key value that a particular document has assigned to it, mm-hmm. and we hash it such mm-hmm. that it goes to one of several physical partitions. So it's not necessarily a one-to-one mapping mm-hmm. the way that we do it. So, you know, you might have 100 different partition key values, but that doesn't mean you have 100 physical partitions. It's not like a one-to-one mapping. And that makes it so that, you know, you only have to pay for like what you're using storage-wise necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting paralyzed though with, I need to get this right, but what if I picked first name and then everyone's first name is John or Muhammad, and now I've got a hotspot where one partition is being beaten up because I picked the wrong key? That's scary.
Yeah, so like I was saying, one of the most important things to do when you're creating your collection is to pick the good partition key. So like you said, one of the biggest things that can happen is you can have a hot partition key because you have to consider both your request and your storage usage. So, you know, it's not just always like, I want to make sure I have an even storage distribution. You also want to have an even distribution of when your data is getting hit. Because if you provision like 10,000 RUs on your collection, but you have 10 partitions, we actually separate those RUs per partition. Oh. So even if you think your workload is only 10,000 RUs worth, if one partition is getting hit with more than 1,000 RUs of that, because you chose a hot partition key, then that can cause your it can cause you to be exceeding throughput. Mm. And then another thing that is really important with your partition key is that you want to pick one that you can use in queries, mm-hmm. because if you include your partition key as part of a filter, like if you do select star from C where partition key equals blah,
right.
Then that'll make it only have to go to one partition versus having to fan out and hit all the partitions as well.
I see. So you don't want to pick a key that ends you up with a hard partition, but at the same time, if you pick a key that's one that you're often using as a query value, like user ID, or email address, then that can be a benefit because it narrows
your... Well, not necessarily the value. You just want to make sure you always use that attribute when you're like using your queries. Like it doesn't have to be the same value because we send to the various physical partitions based off the value of the key.
Okay.
So some kind of tools that we say you can use to choose a good partition key is to really understand your workload and what kind of requests you're making so that, you know, you can look at these queries. You're not going to be able to ever optimize it like 100%. It's always kind of like, we'd like to say like 80-20, right? Like, it's going to be almost impossible to get it 100% perfect. But if you can optimize 80% of your workload to work well with your partition key, then you're going to have a really good time.
Okay. So that makes sense. I feel, though, that you said I should really understand my workload.
Yeah.
But what if I'm by myself and I've just made Angry Birds, right? And I didn't know it was going to turn into a thing.
Right.
And then I wake up and now I have a billion users and I had made a mistake and picked the wrong partition value.
Yeah, so I actually have, so what a lot of people don't know is we have some really extensive metrics in the Azure portal for debugging issues like you picking a bad partition key. So I have a couple demos to show that off a little bit.
Excellent.
Okay, so the first one, this workload that I have set up here, the idea is that we're logging every time we see an event happen in a particular location. So we're logging like a timestamp related to the event, we're logging the location. So in this case, for the partition key of this one, I'm using the city of the location as the partition key.
Okay.
And you can see like here in the portal on our map, like we're being rate limited, which means that we're exceeding capacity of what we provision throughput-wise on our account.
Oh.
So that's a problem. Like you don't ever want to see that circle be orange.
And is that, I'm looking at your average throughput, it's 132. Is that because maybe you have 100 at that location? Is that possible enough?
Well, so right now there's only one location, so it hits all of them, but...
You're using more RUs than you paid for?
Yes, exactly. Mm. So we can look at this further. So we can look at our storage distribution. And you can see this is a chart where we have a per partition key distribution. So you can see like it's very obvious that we have a hot partition key, and that partition key is Seattle. So it seems like most of these sightings that we're seeing are all happening right here in Seattle.
Oh, okay. So I've made a product and I've decided to make city my partition key, except the only city I'm targeting is Seattle.
Yeah. So obviously that's not going to work out very well for you.
Gotcha.
So you can see like, you know, you have a hot partition key. It's the only part, like storage wise, it has more than all the other ones. And then the physical partition also works out that way. You know, we can click on this physical partition. We can see like, you know, there's two partition keys stored here, but Seattle is like obviously massive storage wise. And then you can see this in throughput as well.
These
you can
great
see
tools. It does make it very clear, doesn't it?
Yeah. So you know, you can see that we're being throttled here. And then you can also see one of the metrics that we like to say a lot for throughput is max consumed RUs per partition key range. So basically that is the maximum of RUs across all physical partitions. So like out of all your partitions, the one that uses the max is what we're showing in this particular chart. You can see like, you know, because we know we have one hot, it's pretty bad. So we can actually click on one of these spots on this chart, and then this chart will actually sync to the time that I clicked on in the other chart. So a lot of times if you see like a spike, you can click on the spike, and then we can look at the per partition distribution and we can say, oh, hey, this one's over the amount that we provisioned. And then we can say, look, there's Seattle. And then we can go even farther and we can select Seattle and we can immediately open a query in Data Explorer. And it's already pre-filtered on Seattle, and we can immediately start debugging, looking at our documents that we have have that partition key.
I can see the line that says, here's how much I provisioned, which I what I paid for. And
right.
Here I can see I'm regularly spiking over it. I can't just throw money at this problem, though, can I?
You could, but that won't be like the most efficient use, right? Because you know, your overall workload isn't, you know, you're paying for the right amount, but it's just that one particular partition is getting hit so much more than the others that it makes it look like you need to pay for more.
I see.
But in order to fully utilize everything that you're paying for, it would be better to distribute that workload better.
Yeah. Why throw money at a problem when you can just simply fix the software and keep paying the same?
So, and then I have one more demo. So another thing, another use case that we commonly see is when people might pick a timestamp for their partition key, right? You're like, okay, look, we get a really good distribution of storage with the timestamp, right? Because we're constantly adding different ones over time. And, you know, see the physical partition is relatively distributed. But then we go to throughput, and you'll see, like, we're still being throttled. That's kind of strange. And if I can get it to scroll.
Maybe try clicking in this white area and using the arrow key.
There we go. So now we can see that there's only one partition that's getting hit, right? Because if we're writing at the same time, you know, the only time that we're writing is right now.
Yep.
So we're only going to be hitting one partition because, you know, that's the time that we're writing at if that's the partition key value
so
that we
picked.
So
how do I fix this? Can I repartition everything? Can I pick another key? Is it too late?
So you do need to recreate your collection in order to pick a partition key, which is why it's really important to get this right the first time and to like, you know, test different options and whatnot. But you know, we're always willing to help people with this problem and take questions and help people optimize the workload to get the best effect of this product that they possibly can.
So that's useful. So worst case scenario, I can make another collection, copy my data over. But during my testing phase, while I'm getting started, while I'm developing the product, I could try it out. I could try out different collections and test it.
Yep, and you can debug right here in the Azure portal.
Where can people go to get help?
AskCosmosDB@Microsoft.com.
AskCosmosDB@Microsoft.com. That's very convenient. Fantastic. I am learning all about how to scale horizontally with Cosmos DB here on Azure Friday.